What's that cymbal work?
That's Art Blakey, man.
Oh, man.
That's Art Blakey with one of his messenger groups back about 1980.
Just get it started. Keep it going. Give me a little more cymbal.
A little more spang-a-lang.
Spang-a-lang. I know what we'll do. We'll start a brewery and we'll call it Spang-a-lang.
Great neighborhood for it, too.
About a year ago, these guys came up with an idea, and it's kind of worked out. In studio, Taylor Reese and Darren Boyd, founders, along with Austin Wiley of Spang-a-lang Brewery, right here in Five Points. Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Thanks for having us in here.
Yep, good morning.
Wow, so you guys understand that there are 2 8 o'clocks in a day. One good thing about brewers is that, you got to be there in the morning. You got things to do all the time. It's not like a bar owner.
It's not just
show
nighttime,
up, right?
Just show up.
Nighttime and start serving beers.
No, 24 hours a day type operation.
I don't know if your arms are tired from carrying all that hardware and all those awards, but it's been a pretty fruitful first year. You're feeling the love, I guess.
Yeah, we certainly can't complain about how the first year has gone. We were lucky enough to win our first gold medal at the GABF this year, which was a real thrill. I think we brewed that beer a whopping month and a half after we opened, so that was a really nice surprise.
Yeah.
And what was that called? That was
Sugarfoot. It's our Belgian table beer.
That's a favorite. And other recognition. So you're there at Five Points in the Weldon Street Plaza, right there at 27th and Weldon.
The old DMV building.
The old DMV, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's happy about what you've done with the place.
Yeah, we get a few compliments about what we've done with the place. It's a little bit more enjoyable than it used to be for most people, but.
So, Carlos, you've seen some of the artwork that's now hanging at Spang-a-lang,
right?
They've done a really interesting job with some jazz album covers, but they're animals. There's a ram and a mountain lion and a bear, and then this amazing, wide piece mural.
Yeah.
Tell us the story about this artwork that's now hanging at Spang-a-lang.
So that was done by a local artist by the name of Paul Vismara. He's a bartender at Falling Rock, actually.
Right.
He's done a lot of work around town, a lot of great pieces. And this was sort of a concept of ours that we obviously wanted to maintain the jazz theme. And we thought the animals would be kind of a fun way to play with that, just showing the diversity of the types of beers that we're going to be making. And we kept it all kind of Colorado-based, too. All the animals you'll notice are Colorado animals.
Yeah, you got the mountain lion there kind of heading up the whole group.
Oh, yeah.
On the keyboards, holding up that glass. I can tell what kind of beer it is just by the way it looks. It's got to be an IPA the guy's drinking, you know?
Yeah, he seems like an IPA kind of guy.
Yeah.
Darren Boyd and Taylor Reese from Spang-a-lang celebrating their one-year anniversary.
Okay. So it should be a fun weekend.
Wow, got the musicians rolling through this weekend.
Did you design Spang-a-lang as a live music joint?
Well, we're getting more into that for sure. Yeah. There's, some things you have to do license-wise if you want to have live music, which we've finally gotten that taken care of. So we are definitely excited about having a lot more live music in the future.
Yeah, and as what makes a room is obviously not just the ambience, but the people and the contribute and so forth. And in terms of music and so forth, you'll get that room just the way you need it, so that the sound is sounding good and so forth. So, I'm looking forward to it. I can't even believe it's 1 year. It was just before Five Points Jazz last year when you opened.
Yes, was. And that was a whirlwind. We got open, thought we had our feet under us, and then we quickly had them taken out from under us on that Saturday. It was a blast.
Yeah.
It was so fun having...
Did you run out of beer? You didn't run out of beer on Saturday.
We came darn close.
Yeah.
But,
that would be
but
amazing.
But we were packed, and there's that stage right there in the plaza.
Sure.
So we got to listen to music the whole day. It was it was a blast.
Yeah, it was a good way for the neighborhood to welcome you and also to meet you guys, and you guys have a chance to meet so many great Denver jazz fans as well that day.
Taylor Reese and Darren Boyd, we do morning tastings here at KUVO. What's the first one? This is
called Volume 2.
Volume 2, which is?
It is a kettle-soured beer that is fermented with 100% Brettanomycin. So it's slightly tart and sort of funky beer. It's definitely very different from your typical ales and lagers if you're not familiar with wild beers.
Mm-hmm, right.
But it's still very tart and refreshing. It's got citrus peel in it and quite a bit of dry hopping as well.
Wow, it's almost like a champagne-ish to a certain degree.
We thought it would be perfect for breakfast.
Pure Funk Volume 2.
What's for breakfast?
What are people saying? Because you're finding people who make the trip, find it, work their way into your parking lot and say, hey, guys, what are they saying?
Well, we've had a really positive response so far, to be honest. I think, one of all our hallmarks is that the three of us all have professional experience, and we were able to hit the ground running with some really quality beers. And that's sort of what people have been giving us as feedback, too. I mean, there's always room to improve, and we're working every day to do that. But we've been very happy with the response we've gotten and from our customers, from the industry, and really everybody who's been nice enough to come by and say hi to us.
Yeah, one of the things that really, Steve, that I really enjoy watching this whole aspect of craft brewing in Colorado and in other states as well, I'm sure, is this whole spirit of collaboration. And you guys have collaborated as well on a few things, and it's just amazing how everybody just says, hey, let's work together on something and bring more attention to not only the brewers, but come up with a real special brew that you only get that one time.
Exactly. That's been one of the most enjoyable parts of this whole thing. We've done collaborations with some other brewers like Ballast Point out of San Diego and Denver Beer Company, obviously right here in Denver. And then we also did a really fun collaboration with the Falling Rock Tap House. We worked with the owner, Chris Black, to develop a recipe, and then they came in and brewed it with us. And they poured it at the collaboration pre-party they had there at Falling Rock. So that's been a blast.
Taylor Reese, Darren Boyd, Austin Wiley slaving over a kettle back
that's,
at the
That's
back
right.
The
Someone's got to make the beer.
Hey, congratulations on your first year. We want to get over there this weekend for Friday night with Arturo Gomez, Saturday live music, Sunday brunch.
We'll just say Friday night is Cuvo night there.
There you go.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Spang-a-lang.
Right. There you go.
Cymbals, swinging. Good job, guys.
Guys, thank you, man.
Congrats.
Thanks for being here this morning.